Friday, March the 2nd, 2006. This is Tips from the Top Floor, show number 103.
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
And on today's show, I'll give you an update on PodTrack. We'll talk about secrecy. I'll shed some light on the recent mysterious disappearing of gallery images. And we'll have a segment on image composition.
And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Welcome to Tips from the Top Floor, show number 103, and thanks for tuning in. This is Chris Marquardt, podcasting from the top floor in Tübingen, southern Germany, and this is the podcast about all things digital photography. It's a bit of a longer show today because I'll be visiting my sister's family next week, and chances are that I won't be able to bring you any new shows during that time, but I'll take pictures of my one-month-old nephew, and I'll definitely bring home some tips and tricks around baby photography. On to today's news. It's time to shuffle the deck again. It's a new month, and as most of you know by now, Podcast Alley reset their votes on the first of every month. The listener voting participation during the month of February was really, really, really good. Thank you all for that. And that really helped Tips from the Top Floor to stay in the top 10 out of over 15,000 podcasts that are listed on Podcast Alley. Each of you is allowed to vote once per month, and I've made voting really easy for you. If you go to tipsfromthetopfloor.com, there's a voting box in the show notes where you can fill in your email address. And each and every vote counts and is a big, big help to keep Tips from the Top Floor in the line of sight. Another thing that I'm really, really grateful for is the amount of participation that has come in for the PodTrack listener survey. As of yesterday, there were 423 responses. Here's a big, big, big thank you to you all. I know this survey takes about 5 minutes to fill out, which is certainly more than the few seconds that it takes to vote on Podcast Alley, which makes it even more wonderful for me, and it shows that my listeners really care about this show. By filling out the survey, you will help me gather very important demographic data, which in turn will be a great help in approaching good sponsors, which in turn will help keep Tips from the Top Floor alive and going for at least another 100 shows. So if you haven't filled out the survey yet, there is a link in the show notes. And here's a word about secrecy. You might have been wondering why listener Rav Sitar and others keep interrupting my show lately, and well, so did I. I have no idea what this is all about. All I know is that there must be something in the making. If you want to find out more, you can contact him with a private message on the forum or via email at ravsitar@gmail.com. That's ravsitar@gmail.com. And maybe I should actually set up a Gmail account under a fake name and send him a request too. Oh, I really don't know what this is about. And here's the last piece of news before we get into today's photography topic. If you've been trying to get to the assignment images on the Tips from the Top Floor gallery over the last 3 days, you might have noticed that at one point in time, they were completely gone. Well, to make a long story short, I've messed up. I accidentally misclicked somewhere and deleted all the previous assignment images. Of course, I knew what I had done. At the same instant, I clicked that button, but thanks to today's computers being really fast, the damage had already been done. And at first, I had the hope that things would still have been in a backup somewhere. But it turned out that everything around Tips from the Top Floor is backed up apart from the gallery images. And you can imagine the adrenaline rush that gave me. Luckily, I had a copy of at least some of the former assignments on a local hard drive, so I could restore them back to the motion assignment. And of course, your submissions for the post-processing assignment are also online in the Tips from the Top Floor gallery. Yeah, so my apologies to all those who participated in the assignments prior to the motion assignment. I'm afraid those images are lost and I'm the only one to blame here. My apologies. And also for the assignments that I restored, the comments on those are gone. So yeah, sorry for that. There's nothing I can do about it now other than, yeah, doing backups in the future. Well, enough about that. Let's get right into today's topic, a quick primer on image composition. And for those listeners who have been around since the beginning, today's show might be old news, but for those of you who haven't listened to the earlier shows of Tips from the Top Floor, where I talked a bit more about getting that shot right in the first place, here's a quick primer on image composition. And I've said it before, it's not the camera that takes the picture, it's the photographer. And my favorite comparison in that respect is still someone who tells a cook, "That was a very lovely meal, you must have great pots and pans." Well, the camera is only responsible for some of the technical aspects of what makes a picture, but any decent photographer can take a great picture with a disposable cardboard camera. So here's a few things that can help you better your image composition.
Number 10.
Reduce the number of subjects. Many pictures suffer from what I call clutteritis, which basically means there's too much going on in them. Too many competing subjects, too much going on in the background that distracts from your subject. Reducing the number of subjects in an image is a good strategy for cleaner images, and if you can't get a clean composition, try to move in closer. This will automatically reduce the amount of competition in an image. Getting a shallow depth of field by opening up the aperture is another trick that can help you cope with a busy background by simply blurring it out. This works particularly well with a DSLR and a long focal length.
Number 9.
Go off center. How many landscape shots have you seen that have the horizon bang in the middle? And how many pictures of people have you seen that have the head of the person dead center? Too many, I guess. Don't be afraid to take your subject off center. One thing that can be helpful in this respect is the so-called rule of thirds. And even though the name is a bit misleading, it's by far not a rule, and if you want to see it as a rule, you better learn how to break it. But it can help you as a good starting point if you don't have a good idea on how to compose an image. In order to apply the rule of thirds, just divide your image into 3 horizontal and 3 vertical portions of equal size. Then place your subject on one of the boundaries between those portions. Again, this rule is there to be broken, but it can help you to get started with a composition.
Number 8.
Don't waste time. A camera takes its time to switch on, to focus on the subject, to do its light metering, and finally to take the shot. And many good shots are lost because your camera is too slow for you to capture the right moment. But there are a few really easy things that you can do in order to be ready faster. Disable red-eye reduction on your camera flash. This will make things faster, and if you still get red-eye, just fix it in post-processing. Have your camera out of its bag and ready. If you first have to unwrap the camera, you'll lose valuable time. Have your camera switched on and ready. Mine is on all the time. I'd rather change batteries more often than having to wait a few seconds until the camera is ready to shoot every time a good opportunity comes up. Use the FTR technique. FTR stands for Focus Then Recompose, and it means that you can pre-focus an image by half-pressing the shutter button. Then, if the right opportunity comes along, the picture will be taken faster because the camera has already done most of its preparation work.
Number 7.
Give your subject space. Try this. Take a picture of a person and crop it in different ways. Try cropping very close to the person. Then try cropping in a way that'll leave more space around your subject. Which one do you prefer? Well, it really depends on the subject, but in many cases, some space around the subject will make it look nicer.
Number 6.
Moving subjects. This one goes along the same lines. Moving subjects usually look more natural if you give them more space in the picture to move into. Give it a try by taking pictures of driving cars. In one case, take a picture where the car has a lot of space behind it but not much in front of it. Then try the opposite way and compare the images. Which one do you like more?
Number 5.
Foreground and background. Very, 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 very important topic. If you take a picture, make sure you do not forget about the background. Even a shot of the best subject can turn out terrible if the background doesn't work with it. And in many cases, it's just a matter of moving left or right or up and down a few inches.
Number 4.
Straighten up. Horizons don't look natural if they are skewed. This is especially true for pictures that have water surfaces in them. Even half a degree will make the image feel strange. The same is true for vertical lines when you take pictures of buildings. Try to make sure those are not off. Most software will let you straighten your images in post-processing.
Number 3.
Frame your shots. One thing that works particularly well is if you use something in your picture to frame the subject. This could be a doorway, a window, or trees, or anything else that can give your subject some reference.
Number 2.
Change your perspective. Each and every day we see the world through our eyes from eye height. If you take a picture just by placing the camera in front of your eye and shooting, you are likely to get a result that doesn't look interesting, simply for the fact that we always see the world this way. Make sure to change your point of view every now and then when taking pictures. If you take a picture of a child, for example, try moving to its eye level or even below. Try to find an angle that a subject is usually not viewed at, and your image has the chance of being 10 times more interesting.
Number 1.
And last but not least, don't be afraid to take a picture while not looking through the viewfinder. Some of the best photographers have used this technique and the results can be stunning. Okay, you lose some of the composition possibilities, but you can compensate by shooting more pictures and then choosing the right one. It's digital, it's free. And the unusual perspectives you can get this way might well be worth it. And that was it for today's Tips from the Top Floor. As I mentioned earlier, I'm off to a 1 week break visiting my sister and her family in Amsterdam in the Netherlands. I'm planning to bring back some baby pictures, maybe some sounding material, and definitely some good mood. Don't forget to vote on Podcast Alley. Talk to you again in 10 days from now. Enjoy the time. Stay subscribed and happy shooting! As easy as it seems.